broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show live tonight from the El Pacifico. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're online at philhendryshow.com, philhendryshow.com, which means we have live streaming right now, Phil TV in HD. We're going to have Don Parsley joining us, who is a listener of ours, who was assigned the task by us. We just kind of selected a number of people who are BSP holders, that is, people who are backstage pass holders on our website. And we selected Mr. Parsley, who's one of them, to watch and listen to the Sandusky interview last night with Bob Costas. He did do that. He's going to be on with us in just a minute to give us his impressions. You're certainly going to hear my impressions, and you've been listening all day to a lot of people giving you their feedback. There's probably not a whole lot that I can add, and I would not presume to be redundant about the very obvious things that, as I say, a lot of people probably pointed out to you today. But we'll try and find areas of interest. One of the areas I think I'd like to get into with you guys tonight is the notion that Bob Costas did such a phenomenal job. I'm not saying he did a bad job, not even close. But was it a phenomenal job, or are we just not used to seeing journalism anymore? And when we actually see it, we think it's fantastic. It's like, you know.
Yeah, it's sort of like, you know, the Maharishi Mahesh. Remember when a yogi come over here?
Yeah.
It's like, they got a million guys in bed sheets over there. One guy in bed sheet come here.
Yeah. They got a million guys in bed sheet. You know, what do you mean a million guys in bed sheets? You're talking about yogis and stuff?
Yeah, yogis. Well, you got a million guys in bed, or not bed sheet, but you know.
If they got a million yogi over there, but a guy come here, that's pretty good.
No, I know the point you're making. There's, in other words, we think that, but you know, it's the old saying, even a man with one eye is king in the land of the blind.
And what's that mean?
It means that even a man with one eye is king in the land of the blind. What do you think it means, bud?
What does he mean?
You're talking about a man with one eye.
I want you guys to just listen very carefully to me, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Even a man with one eye is king in the land of the blind. Why would a man with one eye be the king in the land of the blind?
He can see.
Yeah, he can see.
Exactly. Even though he only has one eye, that's one eye more than anybody else. And so he appears to be, and if for all intents and purposes is, the only man with any sight. So that when we look at a Bob Costas, he's kind of like the man with one eye in the kingdom of the blind. Bob Costas appears to be the greatest journalist since Nellie Bly and Jacob Riis. When in point of fact, he's doing his job, he did it very well, but his interview with this guy Sandusky wasn't folks, it wasn't anything that any good journalist wouldn't have been able to do. And I tip my cap to Mr. Costas. He's a fine journalist. He's not a great journalist. Bob Costas is not a great, let me just fill you in on a couple of things. He's a fine, he's not a Woodward and Bernstein. This guy doesn't go out and find stories. He did a good interview. He did the interview that he should have done. For the bread that cat makes, for the reach that NBC has, for the very powerful guest that they were able to get, and it was a terrific get, but let's also point something else out to you. This guy Sandusky wanted to be interviewed. His attorney wanted his client to be interviewed. They were not all that difficult to get to convince to go on the air. It was just a matter of who. And when you're asking yourself, well, who should I be interviewed by? I don't think there's a whole lot of choices there in the world of sports. You're not going to go on ESPN. They don't have near the reach that an NBC or any of the other broadcast networks have. Then when you get down to ABC, NBC, Fox, and CBS, who? What are you talking about on CBS? Jim Nance? Jim Nance is very good. Jim Nance was a protege of and a great admirer of the greatest sports journalist, broadcast sports journalist that ever lived, Jim McKay. But Jim Nance ain't Jim McKay. Then you go over to, I don't even know who they have at ABC. I'm probably missing somebody, you know.
Well, but Kurt Gowdy.
Kurt Gowdy? Dude, you know, for a young guy, I'm surprised you even know that name, bud.
You're always talking about it.
I'm surprised you didn't say Frank Gifford. Anyway,
what about Al Michaels?
Al Michaels is not a... No. No, Al Michaels is a play-by-play guy. That's all he'll ever be. Fox, same thing. So Bob Costas right now is probably the man to... He's probably the man of record in the world of sports, the prominent sports journalist of record. He's a serious guy. Yeah, he's prone to his, you know, whimsy, but he's basically a serious guy. But the interview that he did with Sandusky, folks, was not anything that any other good journalist wouldn't have been able to get. And I'm not saying this to put him down. I'm trying to say we are so thirsty, we are so hungry, we are so famished for journalism, actual, real reporting, that when we find it, when we see it, we're just blown away. And to that end, you know, it was a great service, and it was a great interview. But it makes me feel kind of bad because this is the kind of thing that we ought to be seeing every day. You know, we ought to be seeing this kind of reporting and this kind of journalism every single day. The real journalism, by the way, folks, and here's one other thing that you probably don't know. The real journalism on the Sandusky story has been done by the Harrisburg Patriot News. Ever heard of it? No, I didn't think so. It's a small town newspaper in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Those guys have been on this story since March. March. They've been all over it. They've been reporting this thing since March. Everything about Sandusky. And nobody paid any attention. ESPN didn't pay any attention. Bob Costas didn't pay any attention. ABC, CBS, you name it, nobody. But the minute this thing blew up in their faces, now all of a sudden Bob Costas is the world-ranked heavyweight champion of the world journalist. He's a fine, fine broadcaster. I admire him, and he's done his fair share of very good work. But Bob Costas is far from a great journalist, folks, and he is far from a, quote, great interviewer. And as I was saying in the pre-show interviews, news interviews are only about 100 years old, to be honest with you, maybe 110 years old. Reporters didn't used to interview news subjects. They didn't think that it was beneath them. Why do I need to interview him? I know what I'm doing. Oh, sure, they got quotes, or they went and they would talk to the police chief or the mayor, or they would talk to the lady who owned a house that burned down to get information, the who, what, when, where, and why. But they're going to sit there and sit down and do an in-depth interview. No way. That only started in around the 1880s, when they decided to sit down with presidents. I think President Grover Cleveland gave one of the very first in-depth interviews that a president has ever given. So the art of the interview is not a fundamental part of journalism. It's got nothing whatsoever to do with the birth and growth of the very early birth and growth of journalism. Nothing whatsoever to do with it. Hard-nosed reporting, that's what it's about. Who, what, when, where, why? That's what it's about. Chasing a story and never letting go of that story until you've got you've squeezed every last fact out of it. That's what it's about. It ain't about sitting on your ass and waiting for the Sanduskys of the world to pick up a phone and call you because your name is Bob Costas, and you're the greatest thing since sliced bread, and you want to get, you know, oh, I got to be interviewed by him, and boom, 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 boom. Costas asked good questions. He didn't ask any questions that were extraordinary. He asked the questions anybody would ask.
Yeah, well, you're trying to make it sound like Bob Costas is a douchebag or something.
No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, why can't you just say he did a great job?
He did a great job, but it was not a job that would be out of the ordinary where the broadcasters and newspapers of this country still doing journalism. We think it's a great job because we don't see journalism anymore. We think Bob Costas is the greatest thing in the world because we don't see people sit down and interview hard-nosed the way Costas did with this guy Sandusky. And by the way, folks, it's pretty easy to sit there and stick your finger in the face of a guy who's already getting his ass kicked. But I give you Jim Gray, who stood there and asked Pete Rose very difficult questions while they were kissing his ass at that Hall of Fame game or whatever the hell that was. You remember that?
Uh-uh.
I think it was the All-Star game. I give you Jim Gray, who isn't afraid. I talked to Jim Gray after he got up into Mike Tyson's kisser, right after Tyson bit that guy's ear. Who was the guy, Robert?
Vanna Holyfield.
Holyfield. Gray was over at Clear Channel, and he's down the hall, and he walks in the office. I said, Jim, Phil Henry, it's very nice to meet you. I'm an admirer of yours. He said, thank you. I said, so and this I'll never forget, I said to him, so, you know, what kind of guts did it take for you to get up into Tyson's face last night? And he shook his head no, like, none at all, man. That's my job. I got to do it. I mean, he got right into Tyson's kisser. Tyson, you know, with all due respect, Mr. Tyson, I don't know, man, but a lot of people think that you're just liable to do anything if you're asked the wrong question. Here's this little Jim Gray, and he's a little tiny guy. He's shorter than me. And he did what he had to do. And I said, boy, you must have been scared to death. He's shaking his... Yeah, no. I wasn't scared. He said, what do you think I'm going to do? I'm not going to ask him any questions? It's my job. It's what they pay me to do.
Where's that guy now?
Where is Jim Gray now?
I don't know. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Yeah, there you go. You don't even know who I'm talking about. Because after he got up into Pete Rose's face, oh, what a terrible thing. And the Hall, and it was the All-Star game. And, oh, that was just so tasteless. Oh, bull crap. All right. We're going to come back with Don Parsley, his take on this Sandusky interview coming up. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We want you also to weigh in on this. And then there'll be more as we unfold and continue to unfold. And tonight's show is like laundry that's been done. We're going to unfold it.
And hang it up.
Exactly. We'll be right back. World famous, unfolding Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Famous Phil Hendry Show.
877-876-PHIL. We're going to get some calls in our next segment. Right now, we introduce on the show a gentleman who's a listener of ours. He's not a newsman. He is not a celebrity. He's not a anybody of prominence. Don, you're just a listener to the Phil Hendry Show, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Where do you listen to us?
I listen to you in Wichita.
In Wichita, and the question that I have for you is, when you heard me say, I'd like to have somebody listen to this interview and give us their review of the interview, what did you think? What prompted you to write us?
Well, I wanted to contribute, you know, to the dialogue. I've been a football fan, college football fan for a long time. I was very, you know, shocked by, like everyone. And just wanted to, I'm a little bit nervous.
No, you're doing fine.
Just wanted to, you know, be a part of, or to give you an opinion of how I felt the interview went. Like I said, I was very shocked. I was shocked to hear these allegations.
Okay, there was one clip, Don, that you asked us to play at the very beginning. You said to get it out of the way.
Yeah. Well, this was the part of the interview that everyone points to as being a... Everybody points to this as being the sort of an indictment.
Uh-huh.
That this proves that he is a child molester and gonna...
Then you want to comment?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Let's listen now as Bob Costas asks that very pivotal question that I think everybody, well, everyone remembers and everyone knows. Here it is.
Did Joe Paterno at any time ever speak to you?
Wait a minute.
Directly?
That's not it. That I didn't know that the tape just keeps going here, bud. Here we go.
Are you sexually attracted to young boys, to underage boys?
Am I sexually attracted to underage boys?
Sexually
attracted? You know, no, I enjoy young people. I love to be around them. But no, I'm not sexually attracted to young boys.
There it is, Don. Your comments?
Well, Phil, I wanted you to play that for everybody because I think that was a pivotal moment in the interview, but not for the reasons everybody thinks. I think that's where he shows that maybe there's more to this than just what everyone thinks, because when Costas asked that question, he sounds like he's stunned, and he can't believe that Costas would ask him something like that, because, you know, even if you're...
What shouldn't he expect it?
Well, even if you're accused of what he's accused of, someone's going to say, are you sexually attracted to young boys, you have to stop and think about it.
What is there to think about?
Well, I mean, the first thing you're going to think of is, who, you know, where do you get your guts to, you know, ask me a question like that? And then you're sort of thrown off. It's kind of like, it's sort of like if you're a high wire walker and somebody comes up and pushes you, you're going to have to get your balance pretty fast unless you're going to fall. And I think that's what happened. He's of course he feels that he didn't touch a kid. Here comes Costas. Are you sexually attracted? Now he's shocked. He's thrown off by what Costas asked, and he's getting his balance back. And finally he got his balance back, and he's back on the high wire and said, no, I'm not sexually attracted to young boys. And
so you think that he was, in other words, what people were saying, Don, was that's the point where he obviously showed that he was guilty.
No, I think he was thrown off and came back and said no. You know,
Do you believe that he's innocent?
Well, I think that his explanations, I think everyone would understand and probably even give him more of the benefit of the doubt if they just backed away for a second and quit listening to, you know, people like Bob Costas and people like I don't know who, some of the people that have been prominent in the news about this. There's been a lot of them too, but people like, for instance, the talk show hosts.
Well, there's been a lot of people. I mean, ESPN and
CNN and. Anderson Cooper and Shepard Smith, people like that.
All right, well, what do you give me? You say that people are being riled up by this. What are they missing?
When you say, when he said that, you know, I like kids and we're horsing around, you know, if you really enjoy children and everything, if you think about it, you're full of joy and you're full of happiness. Children they're happy and they make us happy, you know. A friend of mine had a swim camp for kids in the summer. He and his wife ran a swim camp in Bowling Green, Kentucky, for kids in the summertime. And he told me, you know, if you dive into a pool full of kids, okay, it's hard not to have your hand swipe against a kid.
And, but what does it mean, swipe against a kid?
Well, I mean, just that. It's hard not to have your hand. If there's a bunch of kids in a pool and you dive in, your hand is bound to swipe against a kid. And the kids are wearing these bathing suits, so there's more of, you know, there's going to be more of their body that's visible, I guess, if you want to call it that.
All right, well, all right. So what? It sounds to me like you're building up to some... It sounds to me like you're building up to saying that you don't think this guy is guilty.
No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
All right, well, then it sounds to me like you're building up to some... like explanation, or even if I were to be really mean about this, like some sort of an apologist stance.
No, I'm not being an apologist. I think we have to look at these facts very carefully and very soberly. Well, he was talking about having all, you know, being happy and being in a shower. All right, let's talk about the shower for a minute. He worked out, you know, you're going to work out. And when you have a workout, I don't know about you, but I want to have a shower.
But he's with a 10-year-old kid.
Right, but if it doesn't matter if you're 10 years old or if you're 30 years old. You do a workout, you want a shower. And so he goes in and he showers. Now, you're kids and you're not a kid. I mean, Sandusky's adult, but he's full of the joy of being, you know, young and not being young, but he's with a young kid. And so he's just full of the joy of all of that. And I tell you, kids give us an excuse to do what we want to do. Wouldn't you, if you were a kid, if you could, Phil, go into a shower and want to slide along the floor, if you could?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, you're not, I don't think you're being honest.
No, I would not. I can give you reasons why.
Why?
First of all, I wouldn't slide along the floor of a shower for all the money in the world because it's a filthy, grimy, it's got God knows what kind of bacteria.
That's pretty weak, Phil.
Why is that weak?
Well, I mean, a shower floor is being hit with hot water all day long, so it's being constantly cleaned.
No, it isn't. No, that's ridiculous. Take a look at your own bathtub or your own shower.
Well, the bathtub's different because it's smaller and it contains more of the soot and everything. That's you got a lot of soot on you. And
hold on. We got to take a break. 877-876-PHIL. Let's open up the flow. Let's open up the phone lines. Let's open up the phone lines right now. 877-876-PHIL. Don Parsley saying that he thinks there, you know, this man, Mr. Sandusky, might have a point or more to say that we're not hearing. Phil Hendry Show. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. We're online at philhendryshow.com across the country on over 120 affiliates and in your car or in your house right now. We appreciate you being with us. And we have with us Don Parsley, who's a listener of ours and watched the Costas Sandusky interview. And you feel, before we get to some phone calls here, Don, you feel that this guy, Mr. Sandusky, tell me what you think, because you have said you don't think he's innocent, but what?
I don't think he's innocent, but I think he has more of a story to tell, and I think that the people have, not given him no chance, I guess if you want to say. They haven't given him a chance to I'm kind of nervous.
All right, let me say it for you. You don't think that he is innocent, but you think that what he's saying sounds plausible?
Yes, sir, I do.
So you can be ebullient and happy and full of joy and hug a kid, shower naked with that child?
I think so, yeah. And again, I wouldn't do it, and I wouldn't recommend anyone that I know to do it. But if you're full of the joy of being, being a kid, what do kids do? They don't wear clothes. They run around.
Well, little tiny kids don't wear clothes sometimes, and they only do that when their parents allow that,
Well, I don't know what you mean by little tiny kids, but kids, they're nude. And I'm not talking sex now.
No, I know that.
But they don't wear clothes. And as an adult, you want to bond. It sounds weird, but you want to bond with them and have no clothes on, too, I guess. And
that clip that I played there from the Costas interview, you said sounds like a guy who's so shocked by the question that it knocked him off balance for a while.
Yes, sir, I believe so.
So when Costas said...
When Mr. Costas asked him, are you sexually attracted to little boys, I think he was just... how would you feel about it?
All right, 877-876-PHIL is our number, and let's go to a phone call here, 877-876-7445. We have Ray. Hi, Ray. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, sir. Is it Ray? Who is the gentleman on line one? Steve.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Sorry. I don't know why I called you Ray. It's Steve. Yeah. Go ahead, sir.
I'm just sitting there waiting. No, sir.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I'm listening to you guys. First of all, I'm a first-time caller, and I listen to you a lot. You're outstanding, and I appreciate God.
Thank you very much.
Real. But the bottom line is, I'm listening to this gentleman speak, and you know what? Exactly what you said. How do you allow a bully to have fun in the shower by slipping and sliding? You're completely naked, nude as an adult, and you think this is okay? The gentleman just said on the phone, if you jump into a pool with a bunch of kids, you're bound to touch them. But okay, the bottom line is, you're an adult. You're supposed to be the person that's overseeing these children, somebody that they look up to, not somebody that's going to touch you. Feel. I don't believe this. This guy's a pedophile, not the guy that's speaking on the phone with you now, but Sandusky is definitely a pedophile, and he didn't start this at age 50 or 55. This guy's had issues long before that. Do you agree?
Don?
I think
Mr. Henry?
I don't know.
Do I agree? I agree. Well,
I'd like to say...
Go ahead, Don.
I mean, I know you agree, Mr. Henry, because you... have to agree with your callers, I guess, to remain popular. But
No, I don't. I looked at this guy Sandusky on this interview, and I looked at him, and I've looked at these charges. The thing that's troubling to me right now, to be honest with you, is not Sandusky. I pretty much got, I believe I've got him figured out. What's troubling me now Are some of the things coming out now about Coach Paterno turning over his home to his wife for a buck in July?
Well, there's the guy. That's the guy they ought to investigate up one side, down the next. Paterno's.
Mr. Henry, may I add something?
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Here's the issue in a nutshell.
Paterno's so rotten. Oh.
You have a gentleman.
All right, let this.
You got Mr. McCreary, I think his name was, back in 2002. He observed.
Right.
He's an ex football player. Did I take it? I'm pretty sure he was an ex football player.
Yeah. He played ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. He sits there and he watches this Sandusky in the shower with a kid sexually assaulting him. Okay. Here's an ex football player, big boy, you know, what have you. He allows this guy to do whatever. He goes home, he speaks with his father in reference to this issue. His father then, in turn, tells him to talk to Paterno. Then Paterno, at that point, tells the next gentleman above him, and they do nothing about
see?
It. Wouldn't you, well, as yeah, morally and
see?
Ethically... Excuse me?
Because Mr. Paterno knows that nothing happened. And when they went to... McCreary went to his father, and his dad said, you know, probably big deal. What's your problem? You know? And so...
Wait a minute. What do you mean, big deal? This kid said that he saw a rape. Okay?
Right, exactly.
He said he saw a rape.
Well, I don't know. If you want to talk about issues, what's this guy McCreary doing hanging around State College all his life? Doesn't want to bust out, and I think he's got some big problems.
Okay,
wait a minute. Hanging around? What does that mean?
Well, he just wants to stay attached to his mama's apron strings and his daddy. You know, I mean... I'm talking about this guy. All I'm saying is, if either one of you gentlemen, when you're around kids, you want to just be full of the life of kids, and yeah, sure, you're going to strip your clothes off and run in through a sprinkler with them. And
an adult, you are supposed to have control over that. Yes, sir.
Mr. Henry, I was a coach for 15 years, and I'm also
you
a police officer.
Ask this gentleman to talk to me, too. You need to talk to me, too, sir. I'm the guest.
Right, we get that. We understand.
Don, I'm speaking to you, too. I've been a coach for over 15 years in all the sporting events, okay? I'm also a police officer. And let me tell you something. No disrespect to you, sir, but I can tell you right now, I dealt with many, many kids. I'm talking from the level of age 6.
Oh, now you tell me. Now you tell me you're a cop.
Okay, it does. Listen, sir, I'm just explaining something to you. Here's the bottom line, okay? You don't touch kids. You go there and you're...
Right.
They look at you as a professional role model if you're in a coaching situation. Now, this Mr. Sandusky has dealt with children many, many, many years, apparently, through some kind of foundation or something?
That's Second Mile Foundation, you know.
Right there, that's proof. Look at all the good that he did. Everybody wants to flush it down the toilet because he slid on a bathroom floor.
John, may I say something to you? You know what Mr. Sandusky used his Second Mile for as a pedophile to pick up his next victim? That's exactly what happened. I don't care, really.
Well,
you sound like you're justifying everything this gentleman has done, and I'm telling you I disagree with you 100%.
I don't want to join a mob. As a police officer, you know what a mob can do. It gets an ugly thing. I don't want to join a mob.
There's no mob here. There's no mob here. We're letting due process take its course. We're allowing. Okay. Thanks very much for your call, sir. I appreciate it. That's Steve, and he's a police officer. Thanks a lot, Steve. You know.
Thank you. That guy wouldn't shut up.
No, he. What do you mean wouldn't shut up? He had a lot to say. He's a police officer, and you know, I want to hear what he has to say.
Well, I want to say too. You know, I mean, I don't want to join a mob and
there's no mob to be joined here. Everybody wants due process. Everybody wants the right thing. It's just that this is a crime, apparently a crime against a child or a series of children by a guy in a role in a position of responsibility that kids look up to. A football coach? Who wouldn't want to know a football coach for a big time college football team? Here is Reba on the Phil Henry Show. Reba, go ahead. Reba? Maybe this is not Reba. Maybe she's on the other line here. Let me find out. Is this Reba? No? All right. Reba, are you there? I'll tell you what. Let's take a break and see what happened to that call. And hold on for just a second there, Don. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're talking here to Don Parsley, and we're talking with him about this... Sandusky interview. Don is one of our listeners. We asked him to watch the interview and to give us his take on this thing. And so far, he's telling us this guy Sandusky appears to be telling the truth, even if it's a very, it looks bad. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. Show
877-876-PHIL, the world famous Phil Hendry Show. We had a little bit of a glitch there. We have with us Dawn Parsley. We've got our caller Reba, and Dawn, I want to get your feelings again on this man Sandusky and this whole idea of diving into a swimming pool and your hand brushing against kids, because that was something else that you brought up. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Reba. Go ahead, Reba. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, thank you. With all due respect to your other caller, I'm wondering, has he read the indictment against Coach Sandusky?
What's the question, ma'am? I'm sorry. Have I read the indictment?
Has your caller read the indictment?
Have you read the indictment, Don?
Yes, I have. And there's nothing in it that says he touched... Yeah, I saw the comment about the slap, 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 which I got to be honest with you, miss, your name's Reba. I really was offended by that because it sounds like somebody's getting their jollies, you know, right in that, you know what I mean? That just...
What do you mean getting their jollies?
That did not sound like anything that I would put into a grand, you know, into a grand report like that, where they, you know, the slap, slap.
Yeah.
I understand that, but this is what the man was trying to describe he was seeing or hearing.
Well, he says that he saw, and then, guess what? Sandusky said it didn't even happen. And they also said they may have this kid, and he'll say it didn't happen, too.
Well, they may have the kid? Well, guess what? They don't. And the other thing is that now McCreary said to his teammates he did step in and stop it. Go ahead, Reba.
Yes. Your caller said it was...
You saw the slap. Did you hear about this?
Right,
you know what I mean?
Yes, I've heard all of it, but he said that we weren't giving Sandusky enough chances, and I just
I wonder
how many chances should he get. If you've read the indictment, it's overwhelming that Sandusky does not he doesn't
think
he's done anything.
Yeah. Well, because he's so full of the joy of living and children that he just takes his pants off and they go shower.
Yeah,
and I know that it looks bad.
Looks
bad. I'm a healthcare provider, and I've worked with children that have had this happen to them.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
This just really upsets me. I mean, if you've ever had it happen to you, then I guess you can.
I think I have. I'm not sure, but I think I have had it happen to me.
And what do you mean you think?
I think when I was, playing basketball, I'm pretty sure, you know, a guy tried to take my shorts off. But I probably blocked it out, you know.
Okay, that's all great, but now you're telling me that this Sandusky, he's not guilty because when you're full of the joy of life being around children, naturally you take your clothes off.
I think if you're not, if most of us won't. Yes, you're right, Mr. Hendry. And the lady's right. Yeah, most of us won't. But just because he's an innocent person, a man with the mind of this man Sandusky's probably got the mind of a 10-year-old or something when it comes to this. And he's sliding on the floor and... You know.
Well, you're asking me, would I slide along the floor if I were with some kids? First of all, I wouldn't be with any kids in the shower.
All right, well, let me ask you something. When you get done showering with a kid, or if you get done working out with a kid, and the kid says, well, I think I'd like to take a shower, Mr. Hendry, what should I do? Are we both supposed to get nude?
I would say, I tell you what, pal, let's go home, and I'll drop you off at your house, you take your shower, and I'll take... And number two, I wouldn't be working out with a kid at 9:30 or 10 o'clock at night. Okay, and what about that? What about him working out when the school was closed?
That was the only time they could get the facility. God, you asked me See, the reason why I have sympathy for this man is because, Mr. Hendry, in many ways I feel that this... If you had said to me, will you please give us your opinion about this, and we're going to... You won't get paid, I'd say, okay, I would, but I do feel I should be paid for this because I'm giving you a unique point of view.
Are you giving me a unique point of view because you want to get paid?
No, sir. No, I'm not.
Is this really your opinion?
Yes, it is.
Then why are you bringing up money?
I don't understand.
Look at all.
What do you mean by that?
I think I should be compensated with money by Mr. Hendry for coming on his show and taking all kinds of heat from everybody because I think Sandusky is innocent.
Well, that's got nothing. No.
What age you are?
I beg your pardon?
Do you mind me asking what age you are?
No, ma'am, I don't.
Can you tell
me? I don't mind. Oh, yeah, I'm 41. I'm 41. Yeah, and I don't have a lot of money. My wife just got sick, boy. And all I'm asking for is if Mr. Hendry would give me some money for the interview that I'm doing with him right now.
You know, it makes me think that you just want to hustle me for some dough, and you came on here with some phony baloney opinion about Sandusky.
No, I did not. And I'll tell you why it's not phony. Because I'm pretty sure I got molested as a kid.
Is that right? And now everything you're saying to me now sounds suspect. You think you got molested as a kid?
No. If you think that I'm making this up, I'm trying to tell you there's two sides to every coin. I think I got molested as a kid, and I think this guy might be innocent anyway. Because if you're full of the joy of living, and you say you don't want to... Let me ask the lady, wouldn't you slide along a bathroom floor with the water? Doesn't that sound like something that you'd want to do?
No. No.
Are you serious?
Especially not with a child.
I told you I wouldn't do it because it's filthy. It's filthy.
Yes,
what are you talking about? What do you mean? They got hot water...
The hot water doesn't do anything, man. It's filthy with athlete's feet, every kind of vile, God knows what kind of virus and bacteria. I would never do that.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm a healthcare provider. I know. I mean, it's just
disgusting. Ma'am, you're a healthcare provider. That doesn't mean, I mean, you take care of people that are a little bit touched. Is that right?
No, she does not. She said she takes care of kids. Listen, Reba, thank you very much for your call.
I know. She said she takes care of kids that were abused, but I thought maybe she took care of mental patients, too.
I don't think she said that. Reba, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to Oliver on the Phil Hendry Show. Oliver, go ahead, please.
Hey, Phil, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
You understand what I mean?
Guy, right?
No, I don't understand what you mean. You need to turn your radio down, too, Oliver. I don't understand what you mean.
Why don't you understand?
This guy Hendry is making this stuff up, man. He can't believe this. I don't believe he believes what he's talking about. Because nobody's going to
lie
on a filthy floor.
Yes, I do believe what I'm saying. I'm not saying I do it. I'm saying that this guy, if you love children and are full of the joy of what a child can bring, then you're going to be okay.
With my kids are grown now. When my kids were young, 4 or 5, maybe putting them in the bath together after that, they get too old. You don't shower with kids, man. You're talking about a cult showering with a kid, 10 years old.
After a workout.
After hours. It doesn't matter. There's one kid in there. Come on, man.
Mr. Hendry, didn't you shower with other students when you were in high school?
When I was the same age as those guys, yeah.
After gym class?
Yeah.
Okay.
This guy's 58. The kid's 10. He's 58. It's different.
That's right.
Our coach didn't get into the shower with us.
Henry, did you ever play sports?
You're talking to me or you're talking to the guest?
Talking to you.
The guest. Yeah, do you ever play sports? Talking to the guest.
The guest's name is Don.
My name's Don.
Don, do you ever play sports, Don?
Yeah, but did I ever play sports where you take a shower?
Together. Yeah, when we showered together. We showered together.
I never played sports at that level. I played sandlot. I didn't play organized.
You didn't play high school sports.
It's okay to touch a kid that's naked. That's what you're saying?
No. No, it's not.
Okay, that's
let me ask you a question. What about hugging a kid? What about hugging a kid?
No, none of that, man.
Hugging a kid when you're nude? No, that sucks. Hugging a kid when you're... The kid probably is creeped out by that, man.
Oh, see, this is what I... You're putting words into the guy's mouth. And that's the
thing
that I don't
like. If they, now, if they get 12 guys like you, when it comes to trial and the jury, he's going to go free. So hopefully...
And it, well, you know what? It won't be a shock either. Look at the Casey Anthony thing, you know.
Yeah, it won't be a shock. But I really do believe he's going to be found guilty. I mean, I know the case of Anthony. This here has eyewitnesses. I think he's going to be found guilty. He's a pedophile.
Hey,
and that's what he
Oliver, thanks so much.
Well, right, I think that you guys, again, you guys do not give the benefit of the you know, you're not giving the benefit of the way that the, of the benefit of how it goes, you know.
And the benefit of how it goes. Look at, again, Don, you were very suspect when you said, am I being compensated for this?
I don't care whether you do or not. I'm saying it seems to me that you would compensate me for this interview that you're doing with me because I'm giving you an opinion which is based on, number one, my brother has a swim school. He dives into the water and he says he swipes a kid's butt. And number two, I think someone took my pants off when I was like 10.
And you want me to pay for you? Why?
I think it's an expert opinion. And
hold on. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Phil Hendry Show. I'll be right back.
Phil Hendry. Well, that was fantastic. That was really fun.